flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Who is that? No, dude.
But that looks just like Will Compton.
B, that looks nothing like Will Compton.
Yes, it does.
Is not Will Compton.
Hope it's not.
I promise it's A.Q. Shipley. He was the offensive lineman.
Well, he looked like Will Compton.
B, I'm going to show you a picture of Comp.
In the face, they look the same.
Comp has hair. That dude is bald.
I'm about to say.
All right, let's get to the rude guest hotline. And talk to our friend, Mr. Jeff Ehrman, covers the Terps for 24/7 Sports. Jeff, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP and B, Mitch, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, brother.
Do you happen to be near a television, Jeff, where you can put on Pat McAfee and see the dude that's on TV that beats off like Will Compton?
I'm not, but I don't know if I want to get in the middle of it anyways.
I'm not worried about a linebacker.
That's a picture of Comp from his Instagram recently.
I'm not worried about a linebacker.
That dude looked
though.
Nothing like him.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Jeff, let's... I'm going to be honest. I try to pay a little attention to the Turtles as football's going on, but it's just so all-encompassing. But I'm ready to lock back in. Things are going all right for Maryland basketball right now. Get me up to speed.
Yeah, suddenly they are, JP. You know, they had that little mid-season funk that they went through, obviously losing those road games and losing at Washington and not playing very well. And then they just kind of – I don't want to say turned it on overnight, but they've gotten hot now. They've won 5 out of the past 6, you know, favored over Wisconsin tonight. Should be a packed house, you know, one of the kind of that electric environment that we've become accustomed to, but haven't seen as much lately at Xfinity Center. And, you know, they're number 5 in the Big Ten standings. So, you know, they're starting to go in the right direction at the right time of the season.
Well, and they won – the last two, they've won on the road, right? And it wasn't that one of the big knocks on Willard? They never win on the road?
Yeah, that was probably the biggest knock. You know, he was heading into that. I think the number was 4-20 on the road in Big Ten games during his first 2.5 years, including an 0-4 start this year. Went out to Illinois. You know, they were missing their star center, so that helped. But at the same time, you know, that's probably not going to account for a 21-point win over a, you know, a top 20 team. So that's a big one. And then they go to Indiana and control a lot of the game or lead for most of the game. It looks like they're definitely going to give it away late, down 5, and have a last-minute comeback with Rodney Rice's 3 to win it with 7 seconds left. So, you know, all of a sudden they've ditched, they've gotten the road monkey off their back. We'll see if they can continue it. But, you know, they've built some momentum now, and I'm sure Willard is feeling a little less heat now about that.
What's the strength of this team this year? Is it more or less the shooting, defense, what?
Well, their biggest strength is that they have two really good big men, Julian Reese, who's, been one of the most productive centers in the Big Ten for several years, and then Derek Queen, who's obviously a five-star recruit, one of the best big men in the country. So that's what you notice about them at first glance, but they have shot the ball really well, especially compared to last year. Anybody who watched last year, the season felt 20 years long watching all these bricks go off the backboard all season. They're at like 27%, way toward the bottom of the country. This year, they're up to about 36%, so top, one-third or so of the Big Ten. So they can shoot it. That's the thing they've got. They don't have a lot of depth, but they can beat you with either style, which is something they showed on the road trip. You know, they hammered Illinois inside for 62 paint points, the most by any Big Ten team all season, and then they go to Indiana and they get beat in the paint, but they make 14 of 28 threes. So, as guys in your sport would say, they've got a multiple offense.
I like hearing that because they sure haven't in the past. We're talking with our friend Jeff Ehrman. You can follow all his work at Jeff_Ehrman. Does an absolutely great job covering Maryland sports. You check all his work out at Inside MD Sports. All right, so Wisconsin tonight. How many Big Ten teams are ranked? I saw the SEC has like 100 teams ranked, and the ACC has one. Where the Big Ten somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I believe it's five right now. I think Maryland is the only team in the top six that isn't ranked. They were second among teams receiving votes this week. So you'd think that, obviously a win today, especially because they don't play again for another week. They've got like a weird midseason break. Should get them ranked. But, with the Big Ten, aside from rankings, what we really need to see is the Big Ten make some noise in the tournament, right? Because every year it's kind of the same story there. We'll see if they can finally do it this year. But I think it's five teams right now.
I kind of want to ask you what the hell is going on with the ACC that they have nobody ranked, but that's a different question.
That's really unbelievable, and that's the first thing I bring up when people get nostalgic and bitter about Maryland leaving the ACC is even if they hadn't left the ACC, it's not the ACC it used to be, that we, the three of us, used to watch 20 years ago or whatever it might have been with all these classic teams and superstars. It's really fallen off. But the name of the game right now, largely in college sports, is money. And those ACC schools aren't getting the same kind of money that the Big Ten and the SEC programs are. And with NIL and everything else, that makes it very hard to compete at a high level. Having zero teams is definitely unusual.
I hear that, but they have big backers. Why they aren't getting the money like those other leagues?
TV deals. The Big Ten has always been the leader in TV money. Every time they get a new TV deal, it's record-setting, whereas ACC schools are getting, maybe half of what they're getting revenue-wise. Now, the schools, that's not an excuse like a Duke or North Carolina. They have plenty of money. They're standalone marquee national brands. But for the most part in that conference, it's all – and in football, too, it's fallen off a lot for the same reason. It's not the same conference that it used to be.
That's crazy. And, Jeff, you could have just said, JP, when you get nostalgic, don't be, rather than just trying to throw that veiled shot at me.
Yeah, that's funny. No, it's not. Trust me. I've heard it from a few people.
You can come direct. So this matchup tonight, this is a big opportunity. I saw – maybe you retweeted it. 15 years ago tonight was the first Gold Rush game where Grievous took down Duke. I was at that game. Me and my boy Steve Simmons, that was an absolute blast. I remember it was icy as hell, and we went to Bentley's after. I lived in Northeast D.C. at the time, and my boy Simmons lived like just north of Baltimore, and we got a hotel in College Park that night because we both didn't. We wanted to be able to just enjoy the night, and I remember slipping and falling, walking from Bentley's to the Best Western or whatever. How do they get a win tonight? What's Wisconsin's biggest threat?
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Wisconsin's got a guard named John Tonji, who's, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, he's really good, 18 points a game, about 5 rebounds a game, shooting 40% from three. But, you know, it'll be the same thing as usual with Wisconsin. They're going to try to grind it out. They're going to play really tough physical defense. That's what Greg Gard is all about. You know, they're not going to be as athletic as a lot of these teams are. You know, it feels to me like one of those games where Maryland just kind of wins these games coming home after a little winning streak with fans starting to get on board. You know, Xfinity Center is such a huge home court advantage. No matter who the coach has been for the past however many years, Maryland's always won at a very high rate at home. So, you know, they have had some tough games with Wisconsin lately, but I think talent-wise and in terms of just where they are in the season right now with their momentum, this is one that they should win.
All right, so they're supposed to win. Lastly, B, you brought up the cash. I don't know who reported this, but I know I've seen it. Within the last week, some anonymous donor gave $10 million specifically to Maryland basketball, right?
Yeah, I heard that was you, JP.
Well, I'm trying to keep it anonymous, Jeff.
Okay, my bad.
All good. B and I split it. But what does...
No, I already gave him enough.
What does a gift like that, like a 10 mil gift, do for... Like, because in a lot of ways, that's a ton of cash. But in other ways, is it? Like, how long does that fund your collective? I don't know.
Yeah. So it's a little complicated now because of the new revenue sharing that's starting next school year where schools can pay athletes up to $20.5 million in total, like a salary cap for all sports combined, primarily football and basketball. I asked someone in Maryland if it would go toward that. They said no, that 20.5 is already budgeted, but, you know, I'm sure it'll fill in some of the other gaps operationally, scholarships, other things like that, you know, make it easier to spend that 20.5 million on athletes. And then, you know, a lot of schools, there's a lot of ways out there that you see where they're able to still do NIL deals on top of the 20 million. So you have schools that you hear are going to, they'll spend the $20 million, but then they're going to have another $20 million through side collectives and things like that. So it could play into that. But as of right now, what they're saying is that's you know, going to be operational investment, and you know that they separate from their salary cap essentially.
Can if somebody else might match it, Jay?
I will match. What is 0.0001% of 10 mil? 100 bucks. I got 100. You let Coach know, all right?
That won't help.
Fair enough. I'll send you their way.
You do better buying a Snicker.
But, yo, did I also hear that all of college might be in some trouble because, like, Title IX lawsuits are coming with the NIL stuff?
Yeah, that was expected. I mean, you know, how could it not be at this point? It's still up in the air how that's going to go down. When you talk to people, though, they don't seem too concerned about that. You know, they're already budgeting, you know, $15 million or whatever it might be of that money to football and most of the rest to men's basketball. So just based on how the market is behaving, so to speak, I don't think that they think Title IX is going to make them split it 50-50. And I think, you know, regardless, you're going to see a lot of those non-revenue or Olympic sports start to dry up at some of these schools. Whereas, you know, the rich schools, like, say, in Ohio State or others will still have enough money to, you know, fully fund some of them, whereas, you know, some of these schools where it's not a priority or just where it's an expensive sport without barely any return, you know, you might see some of those close up.
Gotcha. Talking with our boy Jeff Ehrman. Follow him at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. Check out all the work at Inside MD Sports. He is the Maryland sports insider. Seriously, as a Terp that cares, there's a reason I always get Ehrman on the show. And what people may not know, Ehrman's a huge Skins fan, and his son's an even bigger one. So you
That's
get
right.
your own private line to ask me and Brian anything you want.
That's right. I told JP I wouldn't do this interview unless I got some commander scoop for my son, and you came through on that. So and you guys kill it. You guys kill it with the Commanders, too, all season long.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, and we'll probably have to do this much more often now that football's over, and I'm going to pay attention to basketball.
Let's do it. Sounds great.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Jeff Ehrman, Inside MD Sports. Speaking of local college hoops, did anybody check the score of Georgetown St. John's last night?
No.
With 12 minutes left, Brian?
What was the score?
It was 32-3.
Dude.
Yo, I don't know what the final was, but it was like ugly, ugly. UGLY, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Megan Betts next.